Hey.
No. Whoa.
Oh.
So, Raj.
Jesus
Hey.
Christ, that's loud.
Yeah.
How you doing, Raj?
Good. Yeah, I'm just kind of superstitious about sitting in certain places.
Really?
Yeah, if I go into
like this one?
Well, if I'm in Lowermans, I always have to sit on the south end, facing outward.
South end facing outward.
Yeah. That's superstitious.
South. Okay. There's not much. The south end is the bar, isn't it?
Right. Well,
so
I
you like
to
sit behind the bar?
any chance
All
I
right,
get.
All right, Raj.
Any chance I get.
So, why is it that Phil, too, is in here?
Yeah, let's talk about that, shall we?
Something's wrong.
Yeah, this
is... It's bizarro world.
It really is. This is a bizarro circumstance.
You know what else I was thinking? How come when there's a free show, no one goes?
I don't know, maybe we should put a $10 cover.
I think you need to start charging a buck.
Charging a buck? Or maybe $3.
I don't think people believe that there's a show.
If it's no
free.
Cover.
Because, you know, when there's a cover, people want to get in free.
Yeah.
There's always people that want to get in free. But now you're doing, like, free shows,
so conversely,
and there's no one here.
So conversely, people want to, when it's free, they want to pay.
Right.
Huh.
So, no, they don't want to pay. They just don't, I don't know. Just, like, have a fake cover. Have someone sit up there, but just when they come, just go, you can go in.
So basically all they have to do is just kind of shrug their shoulders and they get in free.
Yeah.
Of course, anyone that already has their wallet open is ready to hand over money.
Yeah.
Take that, too.
Exactly.
So, Jupiter Lander tonight.
Janitor Lander.
Janitor Lander.
That's the best I can come up with.
So, yeah.
So, what else is new with Coach and Six?
Nothing. How about Yasin?
Oh, nothing. Nothing at all.
Oh, come on. There's always stuff new at Yasin.
Nothing new at Yasin. Nope. Not at all. Not a thing.
Well, let's see if we can...
I heard Derek Wilde might be doing some...
Oh,
something.
Yeah.
I had supper with him tonight.
Oh, really?
Yes. At Tailgaters.
Yeah, that would be something... I would hope so. I mean, would look forward to that opportunity. Crunching ice into the mic.
And then show up. Where's Libby?
Well,
she,
I don't know.
Well, she shows up less than I do.
Yeah, this is...
All right.
Right, here's...
The whole game.
Only a couple times less than you.
Yeah. Hey.
Okay. For those of you in internet land, Dan Shepherd is joining us on the blue microphone.
And for those of you not
Ooh.
In internet land,
they're color coded.
Ooh. Color coded.
Awesome.
That's
I
right.
want the purple one.
I'm the blue mic.
From now on, I want the purple one. Because it looks like a.
Fine. God damn it.
Looks like a happy penis.
Well, we can switch that over. It's
yeah.
No, the technology is what really is the
That's
most astounding
technology.
Part of this whole thing.
What do you call these things?
No. These are foam mic condoms.
Wind.
That would be the technical term.
Wind suppressors, I think they're called.
Wind compressors.
Suppressors. I really don't know.
Oh, yeah. That works good.
I see Dan has the same technique for putting one of those on a mic that he has. For,
I have no technique for putting them on the mic.
Have you
and
ever
I
had
haven't
any
had
complaints
sex in such a long time. I can't even remember how to put a condom on.
That's the George Costanza method.
Have you ever had any complaints in that department, Dan?
About putting condoms on? No.
Smoke machine. Hey, where's the bubble machine?
Maybe that'll come out in the second half of the show.
La, la, la.
You know, Phil came up with kind of an interesting a theory about this whole not having a cover for the show, Danny. So he thinks that, you know, normally when there's a show with a cover, people come to the door and try to get in free. Well, when there's no cover,
you guys have basically confused people. And that's why there's nobody. That's why no one comes.
I thought it was because we lied that first time when we said there were going to be hookers here, and there weren't.
Did a lot of people show up that time?
Yeah, and they were all kind of ticked off.
Oh. Roger, start whoring yourself.
So what we have here is we're at the Moose Lodge.
Failure to communicate.
Tuesday night. It's pretty empty right now. We have an assortment of lights going that, I don't know.
The smoke machine just gave one little last gasp. It always does that. You, like, blow out a lot of smoke, and then,
it kind of
like, a minute later,
it sounds like somebody dying,
just,
really.
It just kind of looks like someone smoking up there.
It's a pretty professional smoker. And when you listen to it, it sounds like somebody gasping for their last breath of air. Especially that last... Hey, maybe Dan's going to chat with us.
I tried that chat room out earlier.
Yeah?
I held the conversation with myself.
Is that right?
Yep.
No, that must have been very...
It was interesting. I settled a few things.
Yeah, really?
I had some issues to settle with myself.
Yeah. Have you been in arguments with yourself?
All the time.
All the time.
Yep.
What was your... can you give us an example of...
It's kind of personal. I'd rather not bring it up now.
Well, I'll have to talk to the other you sometime and get the other side of the story.
Yeah, you might just get to do that.
So what are you drinking tonight, Phil?
Rum and Coke.
Rum and Coke.
Yeah. That's weird.
That's his weekly, I don't know, I suppose some of the hosts
call
it...
Was that a producer trick?
Yes. That's the delay from Australia.
Oh, really? Wow.
You know, every week we probably have at least 25 people tuning in
from Australia.
Actually, that's my high-tech way of checking the level to make sure we aren't distorting.
Oh.
Is to tune into the broadcast and listen to it.
Uh-huh. So this is slightly time-shifted.
It's slightly what?
Time-shifted.
Time-shifted.
A little bit.
Okay. That's cool. So if I drove really fast, I could hear the end of it at home.
You'd have to...
If I lived upstairs.
What was that old limerick? There once was a lady from Bright whose speed was quite faster than light. I don't know where it went from there.
No.
Something about winning, going out today and returned yesterday or something, I don't know.
No, I guess I've never heard that one.
Oh, it's okay, it wasn't really that good.
So, last Friday, that show at the Eagles.
Yeah.
We were there.
Yes, we were.
What was your impression of it the night? What were the high points and low points?
The high point was when it was all over. And the low point was that...
That's always a bad sign.
Yeah. I don't know what the low point was. Wait, what was the high point? The high point was it getting done. Yeah. I don't know.
So where's Mike's brother today? Where's Mike's brother?
Oh, Phil, too?
Yeah.
He said he'd be here in a little while. He called at 9.
A likely story.
Yeah. Well, he at least has a story. I usually just don't show up.
I wasn't going to bring that up.
I almost didn't show up because I'd set my alarm for 9 and it didn't go off. I just woke up, like, naturally.
Do you take naps frequently, Phil?
Lately I have been, yeah.
Yeah?
I've been drinking a lot of water lately.
Really?
And I hear that's a sign of diabetes.
Uh-oh.
Really?
I'm hoping that it's just because I've been exercising and sweating a lot.
Does Gatorade count?
That would not be... That would not... Oh, it does count?
What?
Counts as water?
Counts as liquid.
Oh.
Really?
Electrolytes.
Oh. Person has a craving for a lot of beer. Does that necessarily mean...
I don't think that counts. It's been around like 3/4 of a gallon a day.
Of water?
Yeah, of water.
Wow. You go to the bathroom a lot.
No, I sweat a lot.
Oh.
It's really bad. You get done riding a bike and you have like the ass sweat mark on your shorts.
That's so sexy.
Isn't it though?
Yes.
Women are just like hooting and hollering at me all the time.
Men too probably.
Woo! Look at that butt sweat!
See, that's the sign of a professional radio personality. They can paint a picture over the airwaves like that.
Nobody paints a butt sweat better than I do.
So, to revisit that last topic of conversation, that show on Friday, now, there was some interesting... the first band that played was...
I missed the first band.
I kind of did, too, so I can't remember their name.
I bet they sucked, though.
Well, I'm not going to go that far, but I'll give it a 50-50 chance.
Okay. Is that your final answer?
But then the second band that played was... Solipsistic. And I think there's a chance...
Soul Spasm?
It's hard to spell their name.
Yes,
much
it is.
Less pronounce
hard
it.
To pronounce it.
But they put on an entertaining, I thought, set of musical... Something. And,
isn't that like the end of the album Radio Chaos by Roger Waters?
Nah.
Doesn't it end up with a...
I don't know, I'd hope so.
That was about the time I had my second beer when Solipsistic.
When Solipsistic played?
And then they were followed up by Blood Dragon. That's one of Phil's favorite new bands.
My favorite new band.
Blood Dragon Black.
They have to be one of the most original sounding bands in town. If,
yes. He must drink a lot of water.
And then I have to confess that I left after that. But I understand that Mothmas and Orange 17 played. I wish I would have been there to see those, but I
you probably didn't miss anything.
They probably sounded a lot like Mothmas and Orange 17.
Probably. I bet they did.
Fortunately, they play pretty frequently in town. So.
Yeah, so it's not too hard to miss them.
It's not like, you know, getting too messed up and missing John Spencer's Blues Explosion.
No, that was a travesty.
Did you do that?
Maybe.
Oh.
That's not something we're going to talk about
definition of the word is?
Exactly.
I don't know.
I'll take the Fifth Amendment.
Okay.
I'm going to exorize. What the hell does exorize mean?
I don't know. I think it has something to do with something. This music's creepy.
I was listening back to a tape of one of the previous shows, and I was listening to an interview with it, or Jim was on, and he was talking about Wesley Willis, who was the final performer on that show on Friday night. But Jim was saying that Wesley stayed over at his house one night and used his hide-a-bed, and the next morning it wouldn't fold up the right way.
Well, they probably have a weight limit on them.
I don't
so
know.
Have we managed to procure our free drinks yet?
Yes, I'm drinking one of them.
I don't know, but that guy looked an awful like Phil Hunt. I think I'm going to try to track him down.
No, I don't think he's here. That guy's been here for a while.
Stay away.
Okay.
We can't talk to the band until later.
You'll have to excuse me for 1 minute here.
Okay.
Going to run to the bar real quick.
Okay.
So you got your free drinks.
I got one free drink, yes.
Where's my free drink?
I don't know.
I tend to get shafted on
I'm
this whole
I'm thinking you got screwed here.
Thing.
Yeah.
I don't quite understand that.
Oh, look, now the 10 o'clock news is on.
Ooh.
Dana Mock is no Amy Hockert.
You know, local news just sucks so bad.
Unless you're Amy Hockert.
Then it sucks so good?
Then it sucks good. Yeah.
Oh, baby. If I had but known, I would have watched her more.
Oh, well, every night at 9.
Yeah, but I don't get Fox very well.
Oh, that's the only one I get. I could tape the parts for you with her on it.
Would you?
Yeah.
I used to have a friend that taped Monday Nitro for me.
Wow.
Then I kind of grew out of the wrestling phase.
That's good.
Phil, just look at it this way. If no one else shows up, you'll get the rest of the drink ticket.
I don't want the rest of the drink ticket. I think Dan would like some.
Oh, right. Sorry.
I think we found your missing...
For those of you who couldn't
Wait,
see...
I don't have any drink tickets up, but I do have some used earplugs. Will that suffice?
Ooh, thanks.
All right.
Let's see, Roger, my supposed friend.
Roger.
Wait, I only get one this time?
Let's see how this thing progresses. With the other bunch of people. All right, you're right. You're here first. Look at that. You see, that's
like he's got you on a rationing program.
Well, yeah. If other people show up.
He knows we both have a military background, and he's going to give me the ration card where I can cross up one pack of cigarettes.
I figure if Phil shows up, I'll have to give him a couple. And then, our sound guy, too. I want to get him one.
I want one more because I was going to give my one away to Larry Carlson if he happened to come over for his birthday.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right on.
And then I was going to give one away to...
I'm getting dealt out of all these drink tickets.
You have to have a story to get a drink ticket now.
I'm a very big sucker for a story.
I understand that.
Every time I hear the start of a story, I always start grabbing my wallet or...
You and that chick on Fox.
So, Phil, tell us about you and Amy Hockert. Oh. What is the...
No, she's just cute.
I hear you've been emailing.
Emailing Amy Hockert? No.
Trying to
you
start
haven't
rumor.
Been?
You're starting rumors,
I'm
Roger.
I'm trying to start something.
I guess we should take that down off of our webpage then.
I heard Roger was emailing Ed Schultz.
Hey, I told you not to tell anybody about that.
They are not getting back together.
Actually, this foam cover on this microphone is about the color of Ed's lips. from what I've seen in the newspaper.
You know, you gotta love somebody though that on local radio loses it and starts screaming at a fan who threw something at him.
Ed's cool.
Do you know Ed?
Somewhere Ed's cool.
Well, Ed. What's his name? Edward Norton's cool.
Yeah.
Edward, is it Furlong?
Yep.
He's cool.
I don't like him.
What?
I don't like him.
He was good in Pecker.
He was what?
He was good in Pecker.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And he was good
in
American History X.
Oh, is he in that too?
And he was so-so in Detroit Rock City.
No, I didn't see that.
It's on Stars this week, so.
Oh.
We're not talking about Ed Schultz anymore, right?
What?
Well, kind of in a weird way.
We're talking about Ed's.
Yeah.
Oh,
Ed's in general.
I see.
Ed's dead.
Mr. Ed was okay, but he ate a lot of peanut butter.
Yeah.
I see.
Dead air.
Dead air.
Get out!
You see,
too bad you can't say, honey.
I was just about to say that first couple of minutes was really, slow, but then things were picking up and we're...
Yeah, you just can't think that, Roger.
Rolling right along.
You jinxed it.
See? You thought about the no-hitter, and that was enough to jinx it.
Oh, I wasn't thinking about a no-hitter, believe me.
That was like a metaphor for it.
Right.
I see. Symbolism. Ooh, it's gotten windy.
Ooh. Oh, no, Toto. What are we going to do? There's a big storm coming.
What's her name?
Dorothy.
Thank you.
Hey, Dan, are we recording this?
Yes, we are.
Oh, what a waste of plastic.
Plastic and
bits.
Aluminum.
Aluminum.
And some kind of dye.
I suppose in the future, the dictionary will have different definitions for bits, like the computer bits and then,
kibbles and bits.
Horse bits.
Kibbles and bits and like
hay bits.
Drill bits and horse
don't you
bits.
Think so?
And
what's a hay bits?
And naughty
like,
bits.
You're driving along and you're in Vegas and, yo, bits.
Hey, bits.
It's about time Phil, too, showed up. He's always blowing me off.
Hey, there he is.
Hey, how's your brother Mike?
Hey.
Have a seat. Have a mic.
Well, actually, get yourself set up with a drink first.
I'm okay right now. I don't need anything.
You look like you just woke up.
Yeah.
You look like you're having like...
Hey, when the time comes, get yourself a pitcher.
Okay.
Your microphone is having erectile dysfunction.
I know.
It's having ED. That's Ed.
All right.
Yes, yes, having Ed.
I feel like we should be smoking cigars and talking about sports.
What about the Twins?
So I couldn't even begin to describe the horrors of the first 15 minutes of this show.
Horror.
Why is that?
He's going to write a Joseph Conrad-like novel about this episode. It started out with just Phil and I.
Have you still been on a drinking binge, Phil?
Yep.
All right. How many weeks have you been on the sauce?
Oh, just since like last Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
And like consistently every night?
Almost, yep.
If it's almost, then it's not a binge.
Well, I might have had a Sunday.
It's
I might have had an off
Phil.
Day.
We'll let it slide this once.
But Sunday is the Sabbath. I can't drink on the Sabbath.
It's against your religion.
It's against my religion. I'm losing my religion.
What kind of lame-ass religion is that?
Voodoo.
Can't drink on the Sabbath? It can't be Christian because this is my blood. Take, drink this whenever you do.
Oh, I drink blood.
In remembrance of me.
Blood's fine. I can drink that.
Or are you like Free Methodist where it's grape juice? Because, you know, they used to have, back in Bible times, they had a way to preserve grapefruit juice without it fermenting.
Oops,
and they called it wine.
For those of you in internet land, Phil Wine just about spilled his drink there.
All over me. But I recovered.
That could be.
I'm just trying to paint a picture.
Of what?
Whatever happens to be going on.
Of butt sweat?
There's a tree right next to me in this building.
There's a what?
Purple tree. And
tree. If it falls in the forest, does it make a purple sound?
A purple tree?
We're painting a picture,
oh.
Raj.
A happy little tree.
Yeah,
a happy little
like,
bush. And he lives
Bob
over
Ross
here.
Over.
And let's put a little house up on the cliff.
So we got
and in
Jupiter.
My world, the house is over here, and it has a pretty little happy window
I
over here.
I recognize that voice from the first show. Help me, I'm down in a...
No, that wasn't the first
I'm
show.
Down
that
in
was...
a cave.
Oh, that was the first show.
I'm down in the tunnel.
Where's that toy?
I'm down in the... Help me, help me.
We're not in Jim's studio. We don't have all those cool toys anymore.
No, the Echo one was at Roger's place.
Oh,
was
no.
it? Oh, yeah, that's right.
Remember I put those suit coats
yeah.
on you guys and the...
Send Janitor Lucifer down. I've fallen in the hole.
So Jupiter Lander is here tonight.
Yes.
Their second appearance since the much maligned Worlds Collide.
Oh, yes. That's right.
Those were used.
Stirred
shit up.
One, yeah, yeah. I trashed too much.
What was wrong with the Worlds Collide show?
Well, I don't know. The most...
You're going to let a little power outage?
The largest thing that was wrong was that I drank way too much.
Oh, it's confessional time.
Well, what a coincidence.
Wait, I think we have our chat question coming in for Phil.
I've been pretty sober at the last, I don't know, probably the last five to seven shows.
Days of work?
Days of work, yeah.
You've been showing up to work sober now, Phil?
I've been sober now for 5 to 7 days.
Oh, I guess they don't like our company. I figured out something, Phil.
What'd you figure out?
Not many people come to this because it's free.
if you had to pay for it?
See, when you have to pay, people want to try to get in free.
Uh-huh.
But it's free, so there's no game. It's not any fun to try to get
well, also,
in.
Also, actually, it's kind of interesting you mention that because I was reading a Rocket from the Crypt interview today on a website. And they were talking about CD prices or record prices or something. And John Reese, Speedo, mentioned that he doesn't want to sell CDs for too cheap because when you're going through a CD rack or something and you see like a CD for $2 or something, you wonder what there must be
right.
something wrong with this.
Yeah.
Or this must really suck. Otherwise, why would it be $2? So So you have to kind of have a price range according to Rocket from the Crypt frontman Speedo, that will draw people, will let people know the quality of what you're doing. Not to say that we're
Giving away shoddy product.
Yeah.
But it's how you represent yourself, definitely.
If so there was a sort of psychological thing with the price.
You should probably start charging $10 then.
Yeah, definitely.
I'd say $45. $45.
$45 if you want to sit up here.
Yeah, well, look at how many people are going to go to KISS.
Right. How much is that?
That's like $40, $50.
Wow.
So that KISS concert must be 50 times better than...
Well, no, because this is 50 zero.
50 times nothing is still nothing.
Yeah. You'd have to at least be charging a dollar, Raj.
You guys are so smart.
This isn't even 50 times better than nothing. Yeah.
All right, I felt stupid.
50 times better than nothing still sucks.
We're going to edit this.
So I guess that means the KISS show is going to suck.
That's right.
According to Roger.
Well, if it's indeed true that the KISS show is 50 times better than this.
Right. Well, the dome probably the dome probably stinks anyways, like mildew.
This show is definitely a showcase for my mathematical skills.
Yes. Quick. Square root of 9.
Fortunately, we can edit these things with SoundForge. Take out that little thing. Whatever.
So who's this playing on the speakers here? Like Coors Light commercial or something?
Spinal Tap?
Yeah, we were sat home all weekend.
Oh, it's Spinal Tap? Okay.
It's Spinal Tap?
It kind of sounds
like Dan. Does it look like something Dan would
So,
play?
Phil, I had a question for you.
Yeah.
Would you like to be the final band added to the Dry Hump 2K?
Les Dirty Frenchmen?
Yeah.
When is that going to be?
Either the last Saturday of this month. No, the last Saturday of August, or the first second Saturday of September.
Oh, okay. That should work, yeah. If it was the last Saturday of this month, I'd say no, because... The Dirty Frenchmen are migrating to the cities.
Oh.
Or journeying to the cities.
Uh-huh.
We're loading up the canoe.
Loading up the canoe?
Yeah. You know, fur traders.
Uh-huh. That's gotcha.
Anyway, it's a bad joke.
Do you have anyone associated with the band named Davy Crockett?
No.
Oh. I think your phone's ringing.
We practiced last night, though, and we covered a song by... The Novas, which have nothing to do with that also.
Is that your phone?
I don't know.
I think it's your phone. Either that or your
Here,
penis
I'm gonna go
is ringing.
Answer it, okay?
Okay. Phil had a ringing in his pants.
Yikes.
He was very happy.
Yeah.
I'd always set mine on vibrate. I know that's a dumb joke, but I'm stupid, so. Yeah, well, that's how, yeah. That joke was 50 times funnier than how much it cost me to get in here tonight.
You got given a free drink, so it's like negative.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, goodness.
Goodness gracious, let me out of the hole.
Boy, who would have ever imagined something like
like the media powerhouse of Coach and Sick?
No. Oh.
You guys are 50 times more popular than WDAY.
That's good. You know, Phil, they're having a stand-up comedy night down here this Saturday.
Are they? You think I should come?
I definitely think you should. I think you should not only come, but you should get up there. And
think so?
Oh, hell
I'd
yeah.
I'd be heckled off the stage.
You're 50 times funnier than me, and I'm not funny at all.
Oh. So that would make me... See again, Raj, this is 50 times 0 is still
right.
Equal 0.
That's right.
You'd have to have at least a funny rating of 1 for me to be 50 times funnier than you.
Yeah, I understand.
That's true. That's true. Ooh. So this baby seal walks
Sorry
into a club.
That. Ooh, I'm rescued. I'm going to leave you two to your own devices, so to speak.
Devices.
Did you know Lon Jerome of the Trans Ams was in town yesterday and today?
I did not know that.
Yeah, he just left tonight.
Oh. Why was he here?
He's got a family reunion next weekend, and he's just just visiting, passing through.
He obviously knew when it was time to get out.
Yeah.
Was that about 9:15 he decided to leave?
It was, it was just before 9 that he left.
No, Lon, really, come to... No, I really got to go.
He brought a really bizarre children's video called Creating Rem Lazar. And it was like one of the worst, absolute worst production value as far as videos. It's like cable access quality video.
50 times worse than cable access?
No. Oh. It's cable access quality, though. Like, they had a blue jumpsuit and a wig and a copy of Video Toaster for an Amiga. So they went to work on creating a blockbuster children's video with like 5 seconds of dialogue in between every song. It's almost like the whole thing is singing. It's like drives you nuts, and the singing's terrible.
And how did he come into possession of that?
He bought it at a video store for $6.
Oh.
He thought it looked, you know, just strange enough to be funny, and it is pretty funny, but it's like really a chore to watch because the singing is so awful. It's about these two kids that have the same imaginary friend named Rem Lazar, and he looks like a blue-suited superhero with gold cons and a headband and blue, like, REO Speedwagon hair. And anyway, nobody believes that he's alive, so they, like, need to prove that he's alive or something, which involves a lot of singing. And then, for some reason, for no apparent reason, there's a bad guy who has this last thing that the guy that Rem Lazar needs to come to fully to life, so everyone can see him and not just these little kids. And so they go sing for a while, and eventually at the end, they tell the bad guy that they're not afraid of him, and they want to like him. And he says, "Really? Nobody likes me." And then they all are friends, and then everything's great.
Aww, that's sweet.
So yeah. But it's got a lot of singing in it.
Maybe you could do a couple of the songs.
No, I don't
remember
them.
No, not now. Your little band. That little band you have.
The Lay Dirty Frenchman?
Yeah.
I don't know if... I don't remember how they go, really. They're, like, not very memorable songs.
Oh.
So it's like a bad musical ripoff of Jacob Tutu Meets the Hooded Fang?
Yes. Could be. I don't know if I'm as well-versed in theater as you are.
Well, that's an old children's story.
Jacob Tutu and the Hooded Fang?
It involves, like, a big, mean monster that the kids find out is nice at the end. So.
It sounds like my house.
It involves...
He's a wrestler.
A wrestler?
Professional wrestler.
Jacob Tutu?
No, the Hooded Fang.
Oh, okay.
Jacob Tutu is a little kid, and he's so small he has to say everything 2 times. He has to say everything 2 times.
Oh, God, that'd be annoying, huh?
God, that'd be annoying.
And he's 2 plus 2 plus 2 years old. He's 2 plus 2 plus 2 years old.
Okay, so he's...
He's six.
Six.
So, Phil, did you know that there's now a chat room for this show?
Yeah, is there anybody on it then?
Me.
You?
And I'm over here, so...
Okay.
When did you know about it?
Roger emailed me about it like a day or two ago.
It must have been a day ago.
Yeah, maybe it was yesterday.
It couldn't have been 2 ago because we didn't have it 2 ago.
Okay, well, it may have been yesterday.
Roger's a forward thinker.
He's a psychotic. No, I think I was right the first time. Psychotic.
So the Fox News is pretty good.
Is it?
Well, there's a couple glitches, but...
Is it better than...
Definitely.
The other two?
Yeah. The other two? Which one aren't we counting?
WR3? I always forget about CBS.
CBS is 50 times better.
Really?
Than WDAY.
Well, I never watched...
I just like saying...
I don't watch TV until, like, about 10:30 at night anyway.
Ever since CBS lost their tower, I just don't ever watch them.
Fox has really nifty weather graphics.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. High-tech weather graphics.
Like, is that being facetious?
No, seriously. They've got, like, they spent all their money on weather graphics, I think. It looked like Jim Shaw hadn't shaved. So they can afford, like, weather graphics, but they couldn't Jim
a razor.
No.
Well,
They're kind of sloppy with their editing, too.
Going back to CBS, I actually watched the show Survivor last week.
Uh-huh.
Like, their first episode that wasn't the introductory episode.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, like, seriously the worst television show I've ever seen in my life.
I've never watched
it. It's fucking boring. It's like watching a...
It's probably like
watching someone clip their toenails for a couple hours.
Or listening to this broadcast.
Yeah, but... Yeah.
You're talking about Survivor?
Yeah. Did you watch that at all?
It's or like no, the real world with sand.
Oh, wait, not Survivor. No, Big Brother was the one that I watched.
Oh.
That's worse.
I watched that on the web one night.
I've never watched Survivor, but...
That's like the real world, except you can't go out of your house.
Hey, now we can say something bad about Brits, because that's where that show came from.
Didn't it come from Germany or something?
I thought it came from Britain.
No.
Germany or France.
Okay.
No, somewhere north.
Yeah, it's probably those dirty Frenchmen. They created that show.
I thought it was like Holland or something.
I thought it was Britain.
It's probably Amsterdam.
They have been eating too many shroom pizzas.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I guess we can't make fun of any foreign countries.
Well, yeah, we can.
Why not?
Well, we could just make fun of all of them because...
Okay.
Damn foreigners.
I'm totally into isolationism.
Well, I was thinking maybe we could get, we could find, I don't know, there's nothing really we can say about indie shite.
Nah. I like not to say anything about them.
Yeah.
Then it just confuses them. Because everyone else says stuff about them.
Yeah.
We don't. The one thing we said was kind of like...
I actually like their website. I go and check it a few times a day.
Yeah,
usually.
So do I. I'm always upset that we're never on there.
Yeah.
They kind of picked on your reviews the other day, though.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Forgettable.
Yeah, I don't remember what they said.
They said they were forgettable reviews.
And, you know, you credited me with one of your reviews.
Yeah, I know, by accident.
And we can't update, so...
That was when I tried changing it, and then, you know, how the
6 seconds.
Six seconds?
The reviewer
disappeared. 6 seconds,
disappears.
Dougie Fresh, you're on.
So we're on with what?
We're already on.
How can we be on again?
They're on.
Oh,
I don't know.
The band will be on.
Woo.
Oh, but look, I'm dressed up today.
Whoop-de-doo.
Fancy.
This is my new fancy wardrobe.
Mm.
Jupiter Lander, like we're supposed to be impressed by them or something.
But I'm not worried too much about what Indie Shite says.
No, I didn't mean
it. I mean, I think we could probably be writing like the greatest literature known to man on
right.
there. And they'd probably, you know.
Hey, Yachting's like not about the writing. It's all about the pom-poms.
Wow. You just segued into that perfectly. If anybody's even listening, nobody probably recognizes that anyway.
No, probably not. You remember that one?
Yep.
Okay. How many people are listening?
72.
Oh, whatever.
Really?
72
really
minus...
Really now?
Whatever.
72.
50 times more than the last time we asked?
Yep. Well, it looks like the band is about to get underway.
Oh, great.
And Bill's eyeing that.
So, Gene Loves Jezebel Lander is coming up.
Gene Loves Jezebel Lander. I don't think they can hear you, Phil.
That's probably better. They all look like they could beat me up.
Well, Jupiter Lander, so are we going to stop talking now?
I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, Roger says so.
Okay, well... Everybody, Jupiter Lander.
5, 4.
So enjoy yourselves, and we'll be back to talk with the band for a little bit before they play their second set. www.cozy6.com's Off Broadway.
Sure.